Hello, welcome to Thought Shower. My name is John. I'm head thought in this piece. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't say that.
Okay, but I am though the founder. You know what I'm saying? The founder, the brains, the operation. Certainly, the looks, the operation. That is me. Sauce is over there. Hello, Shelby.
What's up?
Thank you for hosting on Monday.
Anytime.
I listened, and the part about me being right was my favorite part. Where I was,
you aren't always right. You're right sometimes, and I always will give you credit when you are.
I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I was waiting for it to be like, no, but then he does X, Y, and Z.
You do.
Thank you. By the way, before we get into anything, St. Pete, November 5th, we are in the market for a photographer and video person. So if you know somebody in the Florida area who, especially if it's like somebody's just trying to get experience, probably one of the coolest chances to get as far as like doing a live show. So if you know somebody who does photo and video, please. Brown stains in the carpet in here, but there's no trace of anything. So I wonder what happened with that.
There's blood stains?
Brown.
Oh, ew. I don't think you needed to announce that at all.
I just saw it. Anyway, November 5th, Palladium. The Palladium's a really cool venue. It's an old, like, Greek-built, like, church, kind of. If you know somebody who wants to take photos or video, it'd be a huge help for us. Just please DM at Intern John Radio, at Shelby Sauce. That show is almost sold out. Very excited for that show. I think that we talked about this a little bit, just, like, amongst ourselves, that these last two shows feel like we're playing with house money, where it's like the pressure's off. Like we hit the goal. Like now it's just like the fun shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what?
You okay?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your hair?
What? It's just really knotted. Sorry.
Why don't you just brush it?
I don't have a brush anywhere near me.
Well, get one, dude.
I'm just listening. I don't know what else you want me to add to that. I mean, I'm excited to see everybody. It is going to be the fun shows because now like we did the track presentation. It's like, and now it's like our last show, which is actually kind of sad.
Well, there's a couple things I want to talk about real quick. First of all, Louisville was amazing. And I know you mentioned this a little bit on the Monday podcast, but we have folks drive from Cincinnati, folks drive from Columbus, folks drive from Memphis. Lexington. Memphis. It was dope. And so the Friday, you know, flew in. Myself and Hoodie went to this liquor store just to kind of see it. And it's like, it was pretty cool, but it's definitely one of those things where like, I didn't want to waste anybody's time. Like you could have taken a tour. I'm like, I can't, there's not even, cause some of the stuff had prices on it and some didn't.
Oh.
And the stuff that I've never seen before in my life didn't have prices on it. So it's not even worth, if you have to ask, you know what I mean? Like it's not even worth it.
You don't want to really know the price anyway.
It's like, bro, they saw me pull up on a Toyota Camry. You know what I mean? Like they're not gonna be like this young man probably got an extra 10 grand he can drop on a bottle real quick. It was cool
this
to
guy
see though.
Splurge.
No, yeah, but like I think like liquor's kind of become like a collection thing for me a little bit, I guess. So it's cool to see stuff that I could never seen before in real life. Do you know what I mean? So that was cool. Dinner on Friday was great. Steak and bourbon. Shout out to Sherman, really who listens to the podcast, listens to the show. It happened to be the manager on duty, which was dope. It was funny. So like we got a lot of food and I ordered a burger to go for our friend D. And I think the waiter misunderstood me because it was me, you, and Hoodie. And like halfway through, like waiting for food, Hoodie goes, I think he's packing all the food up to go. I'm like, no, there's no way. There's no way he thinks we want steak to go. And the food we ordered wasn't really to-go food. Do you know what I mean? Like cheesy potatoes, mac and cheese, cheese curd mac and cheese. And then my man brought like five giant bags. Like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. And to his credit, though, he looked like he just saw Bambi die. Like he looked like really sad.
I felt really bad for him.
But he put it back together. He was great. And if you're ever in Louisville, steak and bourbon's fantastic. And then there's like the woman who does the painting of the wings. There's one in Nashville.
Kelsey something.
But there's one in Nashville. And there's one in Baltimore as well, isn't there?
Yeah, they're all over the country.
But like that's like her thing. And the one in Nashville is funny because women will wait like, usually women, will wait like 5 hours for the photo and like waste part of their weekend there. The one in Louisville, nobody's ever there. It's like the two times we've gone, nobody's been there. So that was fun. We went out to a bar your parents recommended. That was really fun. I know I'm recapping everything you did, but this is my own version of it. You talked a little bit about the spider barn. I don't think people like that, it can't be explained enough what that was. And it's kind of like, you know, you go to a zoo sometimes, they like the butterfly field where it's like nice netting and so the butterflies can't leave. That's what I kind of thought this was going to be because it was for Boo at the Zoo, very Halloween themed. And they had pictures of spiders up and I was like, oh, this is cool. It's got to be butterflies inside. And I'm like, surely the spiders will be behind cages. And like, it's no different than like the pathway is like 3 feet wide. And like, there has to be somebody that goes through every night to make sure the webs don't cross over.
I just don't understand how it's like that. I don't get it. Cause it's just spider webs. Like, it's just like one giant web per type of spider with a spider in it.
And like,
actually, there's multiples. Actually, that's a lie. There's multiple spiders for each species.
And if you reach your arms out side to side, you're going to get webbed.
Yes, you're going to touch a web. And I don't understand how the webs don't, like, the spiders don't go to the other webs. Like, maybe they don't like each other. But I was hiking today, and I walked near a web, and that spider went onto the tree. And it was a huge web.
I mean, didn't it kind of seem like what you expect if, like, Joe Exotic was collecting spiders instead of tigers?
It was like a butterfly house. Like, you know, like the, like what you're saying, like, it's literally like you go into a house and there's like a tent and there's all these butterflies there. That's what it was. Except obviously spiders don't fly, but the spiders just hung out on their webs. And I, to this day, don't get it. Like, I don't know why they just hung out there.
May I say something that's going to be controversial?
Okay.
I think before you, when you have a child, before you're allowed to use a stroller, you gotta get a stroller license. Because for whatever reason, like, the people who were pushing strollers, there was no stroller awareness. And it was like they're doing bumper cars. Like, they were legitimately, like, I don't know if parents just thought there was so much plastic it didn't matter. But it was legit, like, it was legit. You ever been to, like, a car derby where it's like the cars just go in the middle and they try to hit each other? I felt it was like that, where, like, in tight spaces, they were just kind of like, we're going for it.
I think that, like, at some of the exhibits, like, I got it, though, because there was just, like, really, like, no sense of, like, there was really just no process to see the animals. So I would have been that parent that I was like, yeah, I'm going for it because I have this stroller. And what are you going to do with, like, my kid being in the stroller?
Like a battering ram?
Like a lead, I would have like done the same thing.
It's like, I think there's certain places where people turn off their brains. The grocery store is certainly one of them, where it's like you're pushing the cart.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, like, you just, it's a euphoric experience. Like, Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, like, love them both. The worst places to park is Trader Joe's. And then the aisles is just like, it's like when you push the handles, like, you're in your own oasis.
I just think that everything was just closed so long everywhere that people just are still adapting, because I've had my neighbor across the hallway. Today, I walked out of my apartment. She's on her phone texting and walking. Every time that I get my mail lately and I get off the elevator, she walks onto the elevator almost head on colliding with me. And to this point, it's happened so many times that I just stand there and stare to hope that she's not waiting there to go downstairs. And then today, almost the same thing happened. And she lives directly across the hall. We're dead end.
Do you know your name?
I, at this point, don't, like, we're the same age. So I say hi, because every time I say hi, she just looks at me and, like, doesn't do anything. So at this point, I'm like, do I just yell F you? Like, what do I do at this point?
Where do you come up on her?
It's, okay, so today it was in the hallway.
No, I'm saying height-wise, where do you come up on her? Like, boob
she's
level?
She's like 5 inches taller than me, but she's
her boobs walk right in your head?
No, like, I would hit her shoulder.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I was,
like,
thinking maybe
my
she's trying to flirt with you.
Hit her shoulder.
Yeah. No, so it wasn't a flirty thing.
No, I don't know what she does. I see that she has, like, cleaning people come once a week, and it's, like, a whole, like, group of them.
Nice.
And I know that she works from home because I've seen her enough. But I've seen her with multiple men. But I know that she lives with a man. And they seem to be dating because they're always holding hands and, like, I don't know. Whenever he says hi to me, she's like, don't talk to that little girl.
You have that effect on people. I need to get something else that you left out about Friday. So we moved to Friday. The Zeus Friday show. That was the first show I've been really excited for, I feel like. Where, like, there was no nerves. I was just ready to freaking go. Because, like, the crowd was, I could hear the crowd. And, like, Mercury Ballroom is one of the coolest venues there. And, like, shouts to that crew. They're just the nicest people ever. And it's just, like, it's our fourth time playing there. It's just fun. And there is something, too. I was telling this to my parents, like, now that the crowds here have been amazing, but I think the crowds here are so used to seeing us, or, like, it's not, like, an unusual thing to see us. We haven't been in Louisville in 2 years, so the crowd was just, like, intense to where, like, I was so amped to go on stage. There's a great video I have. There was no full-length mirror, so Sauce climbed on the couch so she could stand in a way to get in front of the full-length mirror, which was fantastic.
Yeah, so I could see my whole outfit.
Of course, and Slade, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Show is great, but then we go to PBR. So you kind of explain, like, 4th Street's the same power plant, same as Battery. It's like the same type of bars, even like the same, like it looks the same. So yes. Rat PBR, and like we're ripping drinkskis. Everybody's having a great time. And like we're all really tired and like not so much drunk as just tired and delusional. And all of a sudden I see you have a giant ring on your finger. I'm like, what is this? I found a wedding ring. I'm like, where did you find a wedding ring? And it's just like it was gold, right?
I thought it was a penny because whenever I see like change, I always pick it up.
So you're like, that's a penny. And you pick up and go, this penny's got a hole in the middle of it.
I was like, oh, it's a ring. I don't think it was a real engagement ring because I was thinking about this yesterday and I think it was like very thin. Like it was like flat, long and thin, but it wasn't like a thick engagement ring. It was like just like it's like costume jewelry because I literally have the same ones.
Yeah, but it was for a big finger though. Like it'd be like that for like a man sized finger. Yeah. Now, here's the thing though, is it's like, because you're wondering what to do with it and you were wearing it for a little bit, which cannot be good juju.
Yeah. And you guys said it wasn't. So I just put it back where I found it. I did. I did. You're acting like I stole it. No, I didn't actually take it.
Did you put it back on the ground or where'd you put it?
I put it back on the ground where I found it. I rolled it. Like, you're acting like you're making it literally sound like I stole it. I did not steal
no,
it.
No, no, I know.
I didn't know where to return it because the bartenders weren't coming to the bar like legitimately. Yeah. So I didn't know where to take it because there's no like help desk. Like you're not at 4th Street Live. Like, let me have that. Like, excuse me, sir. Where do I find PBR? No, there's nothing like that. So I literally couldn't find anybody. The people at the front were not like, because the people like the bars at closed. There was nobody like to like check you in. There's only security. They didn't seem very friendly. So what do? I rolled it to where it was.
I think that's great.
Okay, thank you.
It was also a thing though too. Let's assume it was an engagement ring. Ain't no way that thing falls off.
That's what I'm saying. Like I've been out where guys who I know for a fact are engaged or married have taken off ring to talk. I know them. Like I know that they're in relationships. Yes. And you've been there for one of that.
Because it happened at that very bar.
I wasn't going to say that, but yes, it did happen at the very bar.
That's fine. And then
the guy came out with his girlfriend to the show and then he met up with us later without her and just
sure did. Sure did. And then I wanted to get to, you talked about the like taking a chance thing. So first of all, if you missed, I had John Christ on the podcast on Saturday. John Christ is a comedian that I think maybe his name doesn't ring a bell, but I guarantee you've seen one of his videos. Guaranteed.
That's for sure.
Whether it's like parents at Disney World or shopping at Target, he has a lot of stuff with Trey Kennedy. You've seen his videos somewhere. And he's an interesting cat where he was in rehab end of 2019 to like early March 2020. And like he, it's interesting because he gets labeled as being a Christian comic because his stuff is clean. Like he doesn't swear. And he was talking about like the standards that he was held to because of that were like unimaginable standards that nobody can live up to. And so he had to go take some time for himself. And I asked him about, was it hard as a comedian to, because he basically was off social media for 6 months. And like with everything that happened, was it hard to be, not do that? And he said something really profound that I was like, man, more people need to know this stuff. But he's like, at the end of the day, he's like, all I want to do is contribute. Like everybody in life is going through something. Like, all I want to do is be, like, contribute to society to be the escape. He's like, even if you're working fast food and you're making, whatever, $7 an hour, but you make somebody a sandwich, that could be, like, the highlight of their day, and you've literally changed somebody's life.
That's true, yeah.
And I was like, damn, like, that was some real, because that's like, I've always said the cool thing about, like, the podcast or the show is always, like, just to be the distraction is always the goal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's like, I didn't know that he said that. That's really good.
You should listen to it. It's really cool. It's a really good interview. Because it also, like, it gets into, like, the idea of, like, parasocial relationships where, like, you follow somebody online and you think, I know this person. I see what they post. And I've used the analogy of John Mulaney, that poor bastard. We've seen 5 hours of him. Three Netflix specials, 2 times hosting SNL. And you think, and we think we know, and like me too, think I know exactly who this guy is because I have seen 5 hours of him.
Bro, there is not so innocent.
But there's just no way. And then like when he got the divorce and like everything happened, it's like, but he's this. It's like nobody can be like that, fam. Like that's
that's true.
I think of like Chris Pratt seems like the nicest guy ever, and it's like please be that nice in person.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah. I don't know. The John Mulaney thing, that did throw me off. I'm not going to lie. I was one of those people that was like, wait, what?
But it is. But,
I love Olivia Munn, so I didn't know how to feel.
But isn't it like a thing that like when you sit back, though, and like take away the SNL things, like we've seen 3 hours of him. He doesn't do social media. He doesn't have a podcast. Yeah. Like we've literally seen 3 hours of him doing stand-up, and like we base everything off of that.
Of course. And then, like, it's not like what we say during our stand-up is like 1,000% true. Like, there's like obviously like some truth behind some of our jokes, but it's like, and like any comedian, it's not going to be like 1,000% fact.
Oh, mine is.
For sure.
I'm excited too. I think tonight I'm doing a drop-in. I never done this for comedy. Our friend D has a show tonight, and usually, oh, you know, cool. I just headline shows, so I'm not sure what this is going to be like. Now, don't roll your eyes. I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, I don't think the comedy world looks fondly on me. Like, I don't think so.
Sorry.
I think I was talking a little bit about John too, and I was like, I think the difference is like, I do 4 hours a day of like brainstorming activity with like the show. Mm-hmm. So like, this is like, I'm not really too sure how it works. I'm going to try out new stuff. I think I'm doing like 10 minutes. It's going to be interesting. I've never done it before. Not sure how to act with like a crowd that doesn't know me. But that's the cool thing about, I think, the Louisville show is we really didn't know what to expect because we haven't been on the air there for like a year and a half.
Yeah, and I think that was like one of the best shows of the tour.
So. Oh, 100%. It's almost like I felt like we were real comedians. Like actually like doing like playing an away game, so to speak.
Yeah. No, it was good. I think that you're going to do great though tonight.
Hopefully.
Make sure you text me what jokes you're going to do beforehand so I can just pretend I'm there.
I'm going to do a bunch of new stuff, but that's going to be the weird thing because I've always said like this wouldn't.
Like specifics.
Huh?
I was like thinking like specifics.
Oh, okay.
Text me.
But like I've always said like I got very lucky people knew who I was when we started this thing. So, and not to bore people with the comedy stuff. I know you're probably tired of hearing it, but that's just where we were the last week, which is awesome.
It was a lot of fun. I'm really excited for Tampa.
It's going to be dope. And I just think it's been like a labor of love the last 5 years. This year, for whatever reason, felt pretty like it finally hit its stride. And then to hit the 50 grand, I still go back to like Dave Coker saying that 50 grand helps a family for 13 years. Wow.
13 and a half.
Yeah, wild. No, I can't forget that. So
that's 6 months. It's big.
6 months.
13 and a half, that half is still 6 months.
Listen, trust me, 6 months, your half birthday's coming up.
I talked about that yesterday.
I know.
Anyway, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do. You talked about it with me.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, well, I meant everything I said about you on the Monday podcast, so I was just trying to be a nice person.
Like, let's recap. Like what?
Just like sometimes like I should listen to you more or take your advice more.
I will say this about myself. I think this is Riley said this before about me. If I don't say anything, that's when I don't care. So like that, that's like a dangerous spot to be in. Where it's like, yeah. So, but no, I'm proud of you, dude. And also too, like you had an article come out in a radio publication last year that I was very, very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Talking about the podcast.
Yeah, but it's very cool to see that you've grown so fast in, you know, 4 years, whatever it is, that it's
oh my gosh, thank you. I'm really bad at taking nice things. Anyway,
No, you take nice things all the time, you just need compliments.
Anyway, have a blessed day. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, first of all, you don't know where I'm going with this. But again, if you know a photographer or videographer in St. Pete who is like looking for experience, and I know that's like the worst thing you want to hear, but it's for charity. It's a really cool like chance too, I think, like to shoot something like different that's like an actual live event. Just please DM either at Shelby Sauce or at Intern John Radio, and we'll see you on Friday.
These are my thoughts he has. Will sometimes get a pass when Intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And Sauce.